Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neat the cover of October skies.
What's up? The leaves what's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba always with you. Is today the day?
Yeah, I'm trying to please to
is it
the
Brexit? Exit? Brexit? Do you care? I think you have to wonder if you even really care about the nonsense that this is being made into. I look at the overall view, and does it really matter if Britain is in or if they're out? I personally think it hurts the EU more than it hurts Britain. I mean, I think that shows the breakdown of their system, and of course, I think that. Does it have a major effect? Only the effect it will have here is on the decision on whether or not how much the media pumps it up and creates a fear or a greed model for the individuals to run in. But overall, it means nothing. It's another item out there that just shows how weak the economies are. It just shows the overall problems that we're seeing. It just shows that nobody has a clue. And this is the one thing that's for sure universal, is economists have no idea what the hell's going on. And I don't know what they have to go to school for. I mean, you could throw darts for the way that they make decisions, because certainly the job they're doing is not good. Okay, so if we look at it from any perspective, does it really matter? Just like it doesn't really matter what the hell Janet Yellen just said for 2 days on the Hill, right? I mean, I don't know. I think she said not. I think she used probably a million words and said absolutely nothing once again. But she's good at that. I think that as you become the Fed chair, the first thing you have to be good at is talking a lot while saying nothing. I think that is the new directive of all, is practice real hard at saying nothing, but talking a lot so that you have the appearances that you're actually saying something. And of course, what is he going to say? The economy sucks. Oh, well, she wouldn't say that, but she would say that, well, we have to be data dependent. I need to be data. What data are they looking for? You know, that's always the question that I have to wonder, is what is the data that's on their agenda versus the data that actually affects the American people? I mean, you know, if you look at it and you go, well, you know, my stuff is garbage. I mean, you know, I'm not making any money. I've got a lousy job. I can't put my kids through college. But I know Janet Yellen is going to take care of me because she's waiting for the data that says it's okay. In the meantime, we talk about, they keep saying, well, the recession ended and we're coming into a new recession. Well, I don't know. Did the recession ever end? That's my question, okay? Because in my humble opinion, the recession never ended for most. You know, if you look at some of the statistics, the rich and the upper middle class have done extremely well. But the mass of the population either has not changed or has done a lot worse. So if you're going to, measure on a few, and that's always the problem I have, is how they measure everything. Because certainly we could make any survey or any study look like we want, depending on who we ask the question to. I mean, if you go down into, into mainstream Chicago, or you know, one of the major cities, and you get a hold of the average worker, okay, they're probably going to say, not too good. You go down to the entitled, they're going to say, oh, nothing's changed for me. I still get my check. And, of course, you go to the rich, they go, oh, well, hell, my stock investing has been dramatic, okay? But, again, the majority of the people have seen worse, no change to worse, okay? Not a good forecast, especially at the cost that it's cost us to get here, okay? And nobody's talking about that, but this is a debt issue. Debt, we continue to pound and build bigger debt. Now, is that really the proper way to go? We know from experience that debt is not good, okay? Now, whether you're a farmer, whether you're in business, whether you're the government, okay, you cannot continue to build debt. It's hard to service that debt, okay? Now, you know, that's what they had bankruptcy courts for, okay? It's for people that imbibe, have too much debt. Of course, you know, you and me, we'd have to go to bankruptcy court. You know, businesses would have to go bankruptcy. But the Fed and the government, okay, two separate organizations, but they would just print some more money and say, okay, well, we don't have any more debt. But in the meantime, they still have to match the balance sheet. And, of course, our debt is spiraling out of control. The amount of debt we are amassing here is will never be able to be paid back. And not that they want to pay it back, because, again, if you remember the overall theory, okay, when banks are lending, they want to continue to have debt be serviced and pay. They'll take less and work out a longer deal because it goes right to their bottom line as profit. And that is, you know, another issue that, you know, we manage to have more than one group that can create money. Because when the bank is not holding enough funds to satisfy their depositors, well, then when they're lending out money, they're actually creating money, are they not? Okay, and they're creating a scheme that allows them to make a lot of money on a little money invested. I mean, just think about if you were if you owned a bank and somebody deposited $10 and you could loan out $100. Well, you're making 10-1 on your money on payments, and of course that becomes, you know, another story and another issue. So overall, I don't know. I don't think things are so hunky dory. I would say that we would probably have more problems than anything else. And, you know, I think we can get out of it, but we can't get out with the current methods or the system that we're using, because really what you're seeing is a future and a building disaster. Make sure our friends at Thinkorswim, you check them out. Okay, you know, they do the swim lessons every day. And today they've got Brexit at Tiffany's, focus on the UK vote consequences. Tomorrow they got a Q&A with their tech and support teams. So, you know, again, they do a lot of great educating. I can't tell you, you know, how good it is for you to learn, because, as you know, Bob always says, make sure you learn and get yourself some education on all these things. It is one of the platforms that I use. And again, we can help you sometimes there. So make sure you check out Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. Very user-friendly platform. In the meantime, you know, when you miss an episode of The Bubba Show, you go to libertytalk.fm. That's Bubba's station. Okay. And you can go ahead and get the download every day. Okay. And again, we encourage you to do so. Obviously, we try to put together the best show for you possible. So you go to libertytalk.fm and you can get The Bubba Show and The Sporting Edge. In the meantime, I am going to step out of here for a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. We will be back. The Bubba Show. Bye. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bavaro is ready to go. And what's up, everybody? You know, you got, I don't know if anybody caught Hillary Clinton's speech or whatever you want to call it on Tuesday, but I got to tell you what, it pissed me off. Now, again, as you know, numbers never lie. Only the people that report them do. And man, did she spin numbers. Again, I'm not sticking up for Trump here, okay? But I am sticking up for truth. What is it? Truth and justice for all, the American way, Superman? Okay. I mean, are we really going to believe a thief that reports that has violated more laws and more rules, okay? I mean, I don't get it. And people buy into it. And I mean, you buy into both. I don't understand how we can just so blindly buy into what anybody says, let alone politicians that really have not your best interest at heart. Okay, now she can stand up there all day she wants and talk about how good she's been and what she's, the great thing she's done. I have a big problem with seeing anything great that she's done. Okay, I have a big problem when somebody starts spouting out numbers that are not correct. I have a big problem with somebody who continues to believe or wants us to believe how lily white and clean she is, because she's about as dirty as it gets, okay? From Benghazi, from the emails, but even before all of that, going back into her Arkansas days, you know, the Board of Trade, the no margin calls on a $3,000 investment in the cattle markets, making $100,000. I guarantee you, they have somehow beaten almost every major offense that's been around them. But are we really going to believe all this? So now she comes out with her big economic plan, but really her economic plan was more a bashing on Trump. And of course, you know, she's getting a lot of help from guess who? Well, she's getting a lot of help from the Republican Party, okay? Because they're bashing your own candidate. And you've still got people who say that, well, he's not going to be our candidate. Now, you know, you want to talk about stupid, okay? Nothing could be more stupid than what they're doing in the Republican Party right now, okay? You want to continue to try to get rid of Trump, the guy who dominated and brought out voters? You can't even get peace in your own party. How do you expect to get, that you think you're going to get votes from anybody else? You know, I mean, isn't that stupid? Do the Republicans not want to take back over control? I mean, so this is my issue in the political arena, is ignorance, okay? I mean, how did a great country like America surround ourselves with so many stupid people that have no real clue as to what's next, okay? You know, and again, a big percentage of you are entrepreneurs that listen to me, and you know what it takes to run a business. Why is it that our own government can't run a business? You would think after all the years of failure and all the years of practice, they might have figured it out by now, some of the steps that need to be taken. But yet, we're going to have the rest of this political race with two people that are going to lie through their teeth, giving us a pile of shit, telling us stories that are not true. And we're going to all decide to pick one of them, okay, and go from there. Now, again, I have a problem with Hillary for a lot of reasons, okay? But the biggest reason is she's full of crap and she isn't going to do anything, okay? She wants to continue on with the Obama policies, and she said and made a point to say how good the economy has been. Now, let's clear one thing up for sure, okay? The economy is better and would have been no matter who would have been in office. They could have put a monkey in the office and the economy would have gotten better. You know, like anything else, we reach extremes and conditions change, okay? So anybody could have turned the economy around. But did we turn the economy around? And my answer is, I don't think so. Yes, we turned the stock market around. But the stock market was going to turn around anyways, no matter who was in office. Okay? But did we see real growth? The answer is no. Did we see great jobs added? The answer is no. Did we see a handling of the ISIS crisis? No. So please tell me what was so great about the last 8 years. Again, I don't want to sound negative or against. I just want you to tell me what was so good about the 8 years. What did Obama do? I mean, he did nothing what he promised he would do. I mean, well, he magically changed a small debt into a much bigger debt. He magically destroyed the coal industry. He magically did a bunch of other things. He magically managed to miss every major event, a couple of major funerals and some other things. So tell me what he did do that made him so great, if you think he was great. Okay. Now, again, I'm not just picking on Obama. I mean, you know, politicians, they're all bull crap. Okay. That's the end of the day. So, you know, again, it happens to be Obama. And if it was somebody else, I would make, if we had anybody, whatever they were, and they did the same thing, I would make the same statements. I never did like Obama. I never thought he was any good. Now, 8 years has not changed my opinion. I still think he's not any good, but he is the president and I have to respect the office. But quite frankly, I'm tired of listening to the crap. And I'm tired of when he comes out after you might get a good report and brags about that he's the one who took care of the report and did it. Okay. Again, it's like in sports, the quarterback gets all the credit and the quarterback gets all the blame. Okay. Well, in the Obama administration, the president gets all the credit and the other party gets all the blame. You know, that is more of the problem than who's president. Because the problems are exactly that. You have people that are supposed to have the same goal, supposedly, and they don't. Okay. They do have one of the same goals, and that's how can they glom onto more money without working for it? That's a problem. Okay. So if you look at it and you say, where have we gone in 8 years? I would say we haven't done very well. I would say that in 8 years, you've seen the rest of the world's economies collapse. You've seen ours not make any improvement. You've seen us still in a recession, no matter what the numbers say. And now we start waffling from, well, we need low oil prices to now we need high oil prices. So what do we need? You tell me. Okay. I mean, again, we need free markets and capitalism, and not financial engineering and manipulation. And that becomes really what we need to see, because the damage that's being done to people, businessmen, farmers, entrepreneurs, is tragic. And, of course, as we know, tragedies typically don't have a happy ending, and this time will not be different. The end of this market will not have a happy ending. And again, I'm not predicting it anytime soon. I don't know when it's going to come. I just do know that it will come. But, you know, you have to become proficient at understanding market expectations and what's being priced in and where we're going from there. Because until you can do that, you're really just putting yourself in a very dangerous position. And sometimes not investing because it's too late and you have not been investing all along is better than trying to chase in here now. And that would be my thoughts for you. You know, do yourself a favor. Go check out BubbaTrading.com. You will see that we do a lot of articles and we give a lot of, you know, education. And I've got programs that, you know, we like to get people in. You guys have heard the Sunday and Monday night calls. Would love to see you sign up for those. In the meantime, if you ever miss an episode, all you got to do is go to LibertyTalk.fm and you can download every Bubba Show, as well as every Sporting Edge. And of course, we continue to grow them both. And obviously, our number one objective is to make things better for you. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here for a break, and we're going to come back with Marlon Bowling from RFD. So let's step out here for a break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show.
Let me see what spring.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Chalady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Let's go right now to our friend Marlon Bowling at RFD Radio and also RFD TV as he interviews me on what I'm seeing in the overall grain space in livestock. So let's go to Marlon Bowling right now. Here we go.
Wits at BubbaTrading.com in Chicago and find out what he thinks about the open this morning. We've had some pretty wild gyrations here in the grain trade here the last couple of days. Welcome to the weather markets. What do you expect out of today's trade?
Good morning, Marlon. But, you know, I think that, you know, we have talked about this. I expected lower prices. I think it's far too early to be, you know, really trading the weather yet. I think we've got some time. But, I mean, technically, we were well overbought, especially in corn. And you can see that we've had since Friday, corn's down about 10%. I think you're going to see, you know, some continued downside action. I mean, you certainly could see a bounce today. It wouldn't surprise me off of the, you know, 40 cents we've gone down in 2.5 days. But at the end of it, I'm looking for a target to be a buyer. I mean, I'm still bullish the space overall. I'm looking to be a buyer of corn somewhere in, 385, 395 area in December. Okay, so I think we'll see some work there. I think there's more work to be done in soybeans. I think they're going to work their way a little lower. I was surprised they weren't under a little bit more pressure yesterday in the last couple of days, but I think you will see them catch up. I think that, you know, from what I'm hearing, there's actually a little bit more inventory out there as well from individuals. And wheat, on the other hand, right here is the same range we've been trading for 6 months. We're back in the bottom end of the range. And, you know, if you're a trader in this stuff, you'd be looking to be a buyer. Again, and of course, if you're hedged it, then it doesn't matter. And if you're an owner, farmer, producer, then, you know, obviously we're at the bottom and you can, you know, rest a little easier because I think we'll get a pretty good bounce here as well.
All right. So interesting markets developing here with the rain forecasts the way they are. Where do you see the boat lined up here with the long traders, or I should say the fund traders out there right now?
Well, I think, again, I believe that the funds have been, you know, a little bit out of step here. And I think that, you know, we see markets get pushed around a little bit. But I think if you look into a lot of the banks and a lot of the stuff that's doing some of the heavier trading, they've been actually selling into this market all along. And typically they will have enough funds to outlast. So I think you're going to see, again, I believe we're going to see some lower prices here. Overall, I'll look for a spot to settle a little bit lower from here, and then we'll get into some actual trade. But in the truth, it all be known that this is actually healthier for a market. It's not healthier when you own it and you see them going down, because obviously it affects your bottom line unless you've hedged up at a much higher basis. But here, you know, when we look for strength to develop in a market and we want a longer term trend in a higher running market, you get these little sell-offs that are actually proved to be much healthier, because you shake out some of the weak longs, and then when they start going up again, they feel like they have to get back in again, and they actually help push your prices even higher. And that's what builds a longer-term trend. And I think certainly we have now turned the corner, and we are in a longer-term uptrend market here. But again, there's going to be always some pain and torture. They never let you off the hook that easily, right? So we're going to see a little bit of selling, but I think, you know, selling is our buying opportunities.
Very good. All right, Don, we're going to pause for a word from our sponsors here, and we'll bring you back here in a moment to talk more about the markets, maybe from the financial side, maybe get your thoughts on the livestock too. We're talking with Todd Bubba Horwitz. He's with BubbaTrading.com, and we'll be back very shortly. Just to get you on the morning edition of Commodity Wrap, I'm Marlon Bowling with you, joined by Zach Troutman, who's running the board for us here today. Todd Bubba Horwitz is on the phone. He's with BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. You need to check that website out. It's a great resource for all kinds of market-related information and some analysis on there as well. Todd, I wanted to get your thoughts about what's going on in the outside markets, if they're going to have much impact on the ag commodity trade here today. I know you've been talking for quite a while about this so-called Brexit vote, where Britain will vote whether to exit the European Union or not. That comes up tomorrow. What's the latest on that?
Well, you know, I mean, it's interesting. It's it's pretty close vote, but the bettors, the gamblers, which in London that's legal, they're saying that they're not going to exit. I actually believe that they are going to exit, but I think from a real standpoint, it means nothing. But it might have some effect on all markets, you know, because it could have an effect an initial effect on the currency. You know, again, for farmers and producers, these one-off reports or this thing shouldn't have any effect on you. You should be, you know, properly taking care of your marketing plan, but it could create a lot of excitement for a very short period of time. I think that the end of Janet Yellen's testimony today could also create some action. Janet Yellen is testifying at the House and Banking Committee on her semi-annual Humphrey Hawkins testimony. So that could have an effect, because anytime we start dealing with interest rates right now, that has a direct effect on the dollar, which then has a direct effect on the ag markets. And it's never good when they're talking, because they never say the right thing. It's like they're trying to continue to torment and torture us with their ridiculous policies. But overall, I think that you got to look and watch and observe. But from my standpoint, you mentioned it, you asked about the cattle. I think we're probably putting a low, if not yet, pretty soon here. I think you're going to see, again, a fairly good summer. I think we'll start to see some movement again. I was surprised to see that the cash markets didn't get hammered a little bit harder. But what I'm understanding is that the auction places are holding off and not putting up as much stuff now. So they realize what's going on, and I think we've realized that we're probably at pretty good prices right here. Now, there's always room for the downside. I can't tell you that it's going to be the bottom. But certainly, I'd be looking to be a buyer here if I was in that space, and which I am, and I do own myself. I did buy some. So I do think that we're going to see higher prices here. And I think, you know, the risk-reward model states that if you can't be short here, because you'd be looking for trouble. But you have a nice chance for a rally. And then the question will the rally be able to hold?
And we have the crude oil market a little firmer overnight, too.
That's been really a surprise, Marlon. I'll tell you, I'm interested to watch this market. I think what I'm seeing here from my point of view is a good old-fashioned short squeeze. They have got the shorts by the tail here, and they're squeezing them up, and they're probably going to test that recent high of about 51 and change to 52. But overall, I think that you're going to see lower prices in crude. I think that we've far surpassed what we've gotten. We've got now rigs coming back on place, so they're going to overdump supply again. But again, a lot will relate back to the dollar. But overall, I would expect lower prices in the oil space. I think it's way overpriced right now.
Oh, so you're not in a big hurry to get your needs locked in then at this point?
No, I would think you'd be go a lot lower here. Now, again, I'm thinking that you're going to go back into the low 40s here. So I think, you know, again, in fact, I talked to somebody earlier this morning on just that very subject. I said, you know, look, in corn, I don't want to hedge my feed right now. I mean, I think we've got more room to go on the downside. And in oil, I'm not hedging oil here. We've got room to go on the downside. So I want to let things happen here now. We're kind of in the mid-range here, and I do believe that we're going to see some lower prices, and then which I would, you know, go ahead and cover my feed costs and possibly my oil costs as well.
On the August live cattle, we took out the recent lows, made some new contract lows, and that seemed to maybe suck in a bunch of extra people jumping in there on the short side. And wouldn't you know it, here it turned around yesterday a couple of bucks. Looks like maybe the market was out there to scalp a little money from new people getting in there and flushing them right back out. It turned out to be an inside trading day yesterday. In other words, the low yesterday was higher than the low the day before by just a little bit, and the high was lower than the previous day's high. So it was not a reversal, but it kind of had the earmarks of that. How do you read that trade?
I read that, again, I've been looking for a spot to buy cattle, so I thought it was almost exactly as you described. We talk about weak hands and strong hands, and they forced the weak hands out, and then they forced them to cover, and which generated a rally, and I think the rally will be very sustainable here. I would expect at least a run back up to, you know, 114, 115 in the fats, maybe higher. But again, I'm bullish the space. I think we're going to build a nice space somewhere around here and then look for prices to start to steadily rise. You know, I'm not a big fan when we get these very big moves, because when you get, you know, limit moves or they just go straight up or straight down, they're much more challenging and they're harder to read. But I think we're going to come down here and build a base. I think probably the low is in. Doesn't mean we won't stay down here or hover around this area, but I believe the lows are in, and we're going to look for spots to buy and look for higher prices.
All right, Todd, always great to talk with you. Look forward to visiting with you again soon. Todd Bubba Horowitz with BubbaTrading.com. Look him up online. He's based in Chicago. We'll be back with more.
And, you know, so that was me with Marlon Bowling on RFD Radio. And, you know, I do a lot of commentary for the farming community and livestock and grains. And, you know, again, they are affected by outside markets. There are issues that are out there. But again, this is really where you have to think about what the actual market footprint is. Because at the end of the day, that's really what it comes down to. You know, we can talk about all the things we want. We can make up stories of as to why. But at the end, it's all about money flow. And without money flow, we end up in the same position as we always do, either no action or market sit. So we're seeing the markets trade, and we need to adjust and make sure that we understand the market footprint that's being left. And that's really how you trade any market, not only the grain space, but it's things to keep in mind. These are a lot of learning moments as we, you know, always try to teach here at the Bubba Show. So, you know, when you miss an episode, you have to go to libertytalk.fm. That will allow you to listen to the golden tones of me every day. LibertyTalk.fm, download the show. Also, check out BubbaTrading.com. Got a lot of great things there for you. Make sure you take the time to check it out. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Right back.
Song was written by...
Todd Bubba Horowitz. I don't know about you, but if I have to listen to one more word out of Hillary Clinton, I am going to puke. You know, I don't like politicians in general, but I certainly don't like ridiculous, lying politicians that have skirted and broken every rule and law in life. And yet, here we are, still with Hillary on the top of the leaderboard for President of the United States. Now, her speech, and funny enough, is the same speech she gives everywhere. I don't know, does she think people are that stupid that, you know, she gives the grandmother part everywhere she goes, and she gives the kudos to all of the people? But more importantly, her details, as she whines about Donald Trump's details, are as vague as his. Okay, let's create jobs. Well, how are we going to create those jobs? The same question she asked of Donald Trump, she asked of, she says we're going to do. Okay, and when you listen to some of the things that she's coming up with, I don't know where does she think that money is going to come from? You know, it's, you talk about economic ruin. Of course, if we want socialism, then she's our girl. But the real story here is that she is a criminal. Okay, now she has not been convicted, but we can go back into the 70s at the Board of Trade or the Mercantile Exchange trading cattle. This is not me, because I don't like her, making up stories. This is published facts that she traded in the cattle pits and never had a margin call. And it was proven that she should have. But the brokerage firm decided to let her skate. And she ended up scamming out $100,000 out of those markets. Now, again, it may be small. It may not be a big deal to anybody. But, again, that's our leader. This is our leader who is... lied about Benghazi, lied about some of the tragedies, destroyed many of the programs out there, and who bullied with her husband all the women that he was screwing around with, okay, who was involved in many other schemes, okay. And then, of course, the latest is the email scandal. Now, again, I don't really know what's on those emails, and I'm sure none of us really do. But if it's against the law, why is she not being prosecuted like anyone else that would be prosecuted? Yet, based on the odds, okay, she is far in the lead as far as being the next president of the United States. So how is it that we can elect one of the most powerful people in the world who is basically a criminal, who if any one of us did what she is doing, would be in jail? Okay. Now, she is not, obviously, Obama backed her, so you could pardon her too, right? But I mean, obviously, they're not going after her. So the email scandal, like every other scandal from the Clinton clan, will just go away. But, I mean, the problem I have with that is the double standard of the rules. Now, again, if we all got away with it, then I couldn't say anything. But why is the future potential president, and again, the betting favorite in London, telling you that she's most likely going to win, why is she getting away with it when nobody else could get away with that stuff that she does? I don't have a clue. Now, of course, she talks about, you know, Donald Trump. And listen, Donald Trump is no angel, and certainly, you know, he's got his own issues. But this particular segment is about Hillary. Okay, but you know she wrote, you know she talks about you know her big line, her big comedy line is Donald Trump's written a lot of books and they all seem to stop at chapter 11, obviously implying bankruptcy. I mean, so what? I mean, that's what the bankruptcy laws are for, is for protection. Now, do I agree with all of them? Of course not. But you know, many corporations use the bankruptcy laws to their advantage. You know, Alphabet, Google, the reason that they switched and changed the company is so they could open smaller companies and do the same thing that Donald Trump did, which is if it doesn't work out, they can take their small loss and go bankrupt. So, you know, what is the problem with bankruptcy? I mean, again, you know, you don't expect that from your leader, but, you know, one of the biggest things in life, as we know, is failure. And it's the actual dealing with failure, because anybody can be successful and have everything go great. It's how you deal with failure. It's how you deal with a lot of the bad things. But yet, Clinton, who has broken numerous laws over the years, okay, yet skates by without a, without a problem. Clinton, who has collected over $150 million from foreign concerns. Now, do you think they're giving her the money because they like her? Okay. Or are they giving her the money because they're trying to buy in favor? I mean, that itself is the problem with the whole political party, both sides. Okay. Is the political favors that everybody buys. You know, Hillary made this big speech about energy and how they screwed the coal miners. You know, she didn't say that, but I'm saying that. Okay. And we need renewable energy. But now, Bill Clinton, her husband, was in office. And oil, the oil problem is just not a today problem. Oil pollutants are just not a today problem. This has been going on forever. But because big oil has such a stranglehold on the government and on the economy and on everything else, they're able, again, to skate. So where does she think she's going to put all this together? Where does she think that all the money's going to come from for college? I just spent, or I'm not done yet, but when I'm done, I will have spent $500,000 on sending my two kids to school. Okay? Now, what should be done is, I don't understand this, is free school should not be a part of it. I mean, you want to go pay. You go where you can afford, and that's it. Now, they are ridiculously priced, but I don't know and understand why schools like college is not tax deductible. Why don't we make that a tax deductible item so we can, you know, take, pay less taxes and get a little bit of it back from paying taxes? Okay. She talks about creating jobs and all this other crap. I mean, her plan is ridiculous. Her plan is impossible. Her plan is dependent on the government being able to print and create more artificial money to do nothing. So from an economic standpoint, she is going to destroy the economy. And of course, she talks about how the markets have done in the when Republicans are in office and when Democrats are in office. And again, I don't put any stock in either side of that. However, I could tell you that we could have put a chimpanzee in office in 08 and the markets would have eventually gone up. I mean, markets go up, companies go up. And then the last is she got involved in corporate profits and what they're doing. Now, I don't like what the corporations are doing, but they are playing within the rules of the game that is set. And they are the corporations, and they do have shareholders to report to. So their shareholders certainly aren't complaining at the money they're making. And why should they? Okay, that's what you're in business for. And she went to the entrepreneurs and what they're doing. Well, they're screwing the entrepreneurs. So it was really, the speech has been just a total joke and total bullshit. But what can I tell you? You know, we'll get more into this because obviously I have a lot more. But for today, this is The Bubba Show. You know, when you miss an episode, you have to go to libertytalk.fm and download not only The Bubba Show, but The Sporting Edge. But in the meantime, everybody, I always appreciate when you're here. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.